Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this,
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Good morning, peeps, and welcome to Woke AF Daily with me, your girl, Danielle Moody, recording from the home bunker. Folks, I want to start off on this Woke Wednesday with some thoughts, and then we'll go into the stories. First, I'm saying this every week now, so forgive me, but I know the feeling of exhaustion that people have because I am literally feeling this achiness in my bones, and I'm really doing my best to try and double and triple down on my self-care and my routines, and I'm finding myself faltering. And also trying to give myself grace for the times that I am faltering. And why am I sharing that with you? Because I think that, you know, I'm a person that when everything around me starts to feel out of control, I try my best to control everything that I can, which is not necessarily the best, because you can't control everything, right? Like, there is just no way to do that. And then what happens when everything, right, starts to feel like you're going back to old patterns, or you've, you know, say you've said, I'm going to not drink, or I'm going to eat really well, or I'm going to work out, and just everything starts to become super overwhelming, and then you fall off of that wagon. And that happens to me more times than I'd like to admit, right? And what I have learned is to rest when I'm tired, to take breaks so that I don't have breakdowns, to remove myself from places and spaces and like go get some air and take a long walk, to really connect with friends and family if I've been kind of distant, and also understanding that, folks, you know, I find it really hard sometimes to articulate to those that are not necessarily in my business, meaning in my industry, how draining it is to be in politics. And draining isn't even the word, because draining seems like, well, you just need a good night's sleep or a vacation and then like things will go back to normal. No, I feel crazy, exhausted, filled with grief, rage, pretty much every emotion except for like the ones that are good, every time that I turn on the news. And, you know, I'm trying desperately to find hopefulness. And then you get, you know, decisions that come down, which brings me to the first story that is on my mind today, which is the lowering of Trump's fucking bond on the day that Tish James was getting ready to begin the process to seize properties. It's so fucking deflating and so aggravating how beautifully this system, this fucking criminal justice system, is set up to work for wealthy white men in power. And, you know, we look at it and we're like, you know, we're angry, and I'm seeing the tweets, and I fucking like threw up my hands that day, which was Monday, and said, fuck it. Like, I'm over it. Like, I don't want to cover these cases anymore. I don't give a fuck, because I know that Donald Trump is never going to prison. He's never going to have any accountability for any of his actions. We would rather in this country throw low level drug offenders in jail for 30 years. We'd rather throw poor people in jail because they can't afford bail and keep them there. We would rather use our criminal justice system to continue the harm, the torture of Black and brown people, which is what it was built for, right? And so every time that we think that Donald Trump is going to be held accountable, I think that the reality is that he's not. Right. And we have to move on. I will cover what is news, but I think that the fact is, like, what the real news is, right, isn't going to be the headline that comes through and says Donald Trump's been convicted, because he'll just appeal. Right. Donald Trump has to pay out this money. He'll just appeal and he'll just run out the clock, because his lawyers know the games to play. They know all of the loopholes inside of the system. They know, you know, how to maneuver and the double speak and all of this shit, because for them, it's more money, more time, more money, right? That they will have. And for the rest of us, you know, we're told, well, it's normal that, you know, this judgment was going to be decreased. It's normal? Tell me what the fuck is normal about Donald Trump. Tell me what the fuck is normal about a Republican Ku Klux Klan takeover of American politics, of our judiciary. Tell me what is normal about the times that we've been living in for the last, you know, I don't know, 7-8 years. Tell me what's normal. Nothing. So stop trying to apply normal rules and logistics to a person that has said fuck you to the system. Not only said fuck you to the system, but like actively has continued to try and burn it down from the outside in and the inside out. And so we continue to apply these arbitrary bullshit rules for the preservation, or at least the perception of the preservation of some type of legal normalcy that doesn't fucking exist. So when I saw the judge lower his bond to $175 million, I just said, fuck it. Who gives a fuck anymore? Right? Like, the justice system is working exactly how it was designed to work for exactly who it was designed to work for. And that's the fact. You know, and I think that what else is also true is that the other strategy is to just depress the vote by depressing, literally depressing the people. Because when you feel like everything is hopeless, it doesn't matter what you do, that you have no power, no voice, no say, you know, you become easily pliable and malleable. And that's what the Republican Ku Klux Klan white supremacist council is working on doing. And they're doing a great job, because like I said, I'm fucking exhausted. And I know that you all are too. You know, I honestly, I say to my friends and family, I don't know how people listen to me all the time. This is not me advocating for you to, like, you know, not up your subscription or not continue listening to the show. But I struggle to listen to the news, which will be my story number two, because nothing good has come of it. Right. And the reality is that the only thing that is going to hold Donald Trump accountable is us. Is people voting in November to keep democracy, to keep abortion in blue states. At least you have some access to it, to, you know, keep voting, right? And free and fair elections, to keep democracy, to keep some semblance of bodily autonomy. All of that will go. with a Trump 2.0 regime, right? Like, they're telling us everything that they're going to do. We don't have to fucking guess. They've taken away the guessing work. So it's just like, if people don't come out to vote, because by the time November rolls around, you are exhausted and depleted and just like hopeless, then they win. Then they've won. So, you know, I do want to say something. Somebody had posted in my comment section to a post that I said where I said I feel like, you know, we always learned about fallen empires in school, but we never learned about what was happening while they were falling. And I said, well, now we know, right? Because we are living inside of a falling empire, and where you have this deep sense of unease, where every day is something new being taken away or ruined, right? And you still trying to convince yourself like, no, 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 America can come back. America can come back. No, actually, it's not ever going to come back the way that we knew it, right? What we are trying to do right now is just to hold on so that these right-wing, rabid Republicans don't burn down the country in a way that makes it impossible for the next 50 years for anything to grow. Because that's what they're doing. And so what I say to folks, somebody in the comment section said, I'm going to take a break from politics. And somebody said, right now? Are you crazy? Like, you're going to take a break now? I would rather you fucking take a break now than take a break in November. I would rather folks tap out, right, for a couple of months and get right back in, you know, come August. Because if you need a break so that you don't lose your fucking mind and then don't opt out of the election, then take a fucking break. I'm never going to be one of those people that says, no, you got to stay in it. You got to stay miserable. You got to cry at everything. You got to be rageful all the time. You got to spend all of that energy. No, I'm not going to say that. What I'm going to say is that if you're going to take a break, then to, you know, if you have the resources to be able to donate, to be able to support independent media like myself and others who don't get paid by the mainstream, but do their best to try and continue to have conversations with the folks that are willing to support their voice. So if you have friends and family and colleagues around you that are like, I'm tapping out, then say like, look, you know, tap out of this, but tap into Woke AF Daily, tap into, you know, Muckraker, tap into, you know, other shows and other individuals that are like doing the work, right, that mainstream media refuses to do. And if you need to take a break, do that, right? But find another way to support that doesn't, you know, harm your mental health. That's the real work, right? Because I do believe, folks, and I've been saying this for a long time, that I do think that things are going to get worse before they get better. I remember saying this way, 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 way back on Sirius XM, you know, saying that things are going to get bloodier before they get better. And that, folks, was in 2017. And here we are in 2024. So it's not great. It's not great. But again, if you need to take a break, I encourage you to do that now and find other ways to support that don't challenge your mental health.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Let me now turn to fucking mainstream media and the uproar that has happened over NBC News deciding to hire Ronna Romney McDaniel. I never agree with fucking Chuck Todd, and I think that Chuck Todd has been part of the fucking problem in journalism. And so when you have lost Chuck Todd and he is talking about the credibility of this network being challenged because of them deciding to bring in an election denier, a fucking January 6er, so that they can have access because they think that if they play well with the devil won't burn them. Are you dumb? So he comes out on Meet the Press and, you know, says that the CEOs and, you know, the folks, their bosses owe Kristen Welker an apology for putting her in such a horrible, you know, position with having Ronna McDaniel on after they decided to pay her $300,000 to become a contributor. And now there are rumors that because of all of the pushback and because of Rashida Jones, who's the president of MSNBC, saying she will not be on our airwaves, but yet you approved the deal to begin with. You thought it was a good idea then. Why don't you think it's a good idea now? Oh, because all of your talent is saying that they will not have her on air. And you can't fire all of them, you know, the way that you did Mehdi Hasan. I'm just so over it. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm over the fucking disgusting revolving door between the MAGA world and mainstream media. They bash mainstream media saying it's liberal when it's totally fucking not, because there's a revolving door that comes with these administrations. And the fucking thing is, we're in this position because of mainstream media, and they continue to just get worse. And my co-host of Democracy-ish, my friend Wajahat Ali, you know, tweeted and said, you know, you'll pay Ronna McDaniel, but when it comes to black and brown talent, there is never any money. Kurt Bardella, friend of the show, also tweeted that out. You know why? Because people like us, when you see me on MSNBC, understand that I am not being paid. I go on MSNBC when I think that I have something to say and to offer that has a larger reach, right? So I'm doing it as part of my work, but I don't get paid for it like work. I never have. For all of the years that I have been on MSNBC, which at this point is about 10 years, I've never once been approached about a contributorship. But I have watched them give contributorships to less talented white Republicans on a regular fucking basis. I have watched them ghettoize, right? The weekend shows, which is where you see all of the hosts of color, except for Joy Reid, who is the only person of color in their lineup, who is until 7 p.m. From Morning Joe until 7 p.m., there are no people of color hosting. Anybody that you see, right, that is a person of color that comes on that show, unless it says MSNBC legal analyst, MSNBC political contributor, if it just says that person's name, they're coming on for free, which is a majority of the fucking people that are coming on. It's a continuation of a slap in the face. I said this, you know, at the end of the Trump administration, that no one that had that campaign or that administration on their resume should be employable outside of Fox and OAN and whatever other type of right-wing conspiracy fucking outlets. To legitimize them and to whitewash them through mainstream media makes them now credible, right? These people that spent their years lying to our faces and supporting a criminal, and now you want to have them on Dancing with the Stars and NBC News and The View and other places and think that, like, people don't get it? And so the outrage that folks are receiving now, and they're saying, oh, NBC's going to rescind the offer and blah, blah, blah. I hope the fuck that they do, you know? But they never should have extended it in the first place. And this kind of footsies that they want to keep playing with fascists isn't going to land them anywhere. They're not going to be liked anymore. Pick me, Donald. Like, oh, you know, if you were to become president, like, we'll play nice with you. No, you fucking won't. And you know why? Because he's going to shut you down regardless. So it's just, you know, the anger that I had at that announcement, the pushback. I wish that, I will say this, I wish that the people that are so adamant about Ronna McDaniel not being on NBC News, I wish they were as adamant when Mehdi Hasan was being wrongfully terminated. You know, I wish that a person of color, a Muslim, who is one of the best interviewers I have ever seen, was given that kind of support internally by his fellow colleagues who would have gone on air and said him being fired is absolutely outrageous. I wish that they would have done that for Tiffany Cross. Right? I wish way back in the day that they would have done it for Melissa Harris Perry. Right? Like, it's just, it's amazing, folks. And, you know, I could list off a bunch of names of people who once had shows, had platforms, and were shut down. But white mainstream media will bring back, you know, Jeffrey Toobin on CNN after he's caught, like, fondling himself on a call. But you won't hire back Mark Lamont Hill, a scholar on Palestine and Israel. Like, it is wild. Do you know what I'm saying? But you understand that mainstream media is complicit in the fuckery. They're complicit and they perpetuate it on a regular basis, which is why I say often, support independent media. Support people who believe in what they say and will tell you the truth and work off of something called integrity as well as passion. Because those two things don't exist in corporate media.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this,
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. Just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Folks, we're in tough, 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 tough times. And they continue to get worse. You know, right now, as I'm speaking, the Supreme Court is hearing the case on mifepristone. Mifepristone, the abortion pill that was approved by the FDA 23 years ago, and whose usage is now being challenged, which means that if they overturn the use of mifepristone, the FDA loses its teeth, loses its ability to confirm medication that, you know, the Supreme Court, those nine unelected black robes get to decide what you put in your mouth, what you don't, what you, you know, whether you have a baby, whether you don't. We're in dark times. We're in dark, dark times. And so I tell you, please find the light. Please seek it out. Please make it a regular part of your day, of your life. Please find the joy. If it's gardening right now as we enter into spring on the East Coast, if it is, you know, going for walks, if it's, you know, cooking, baking, hanging out with your loved ones, just whatever it is, do it and do it often so that you are connected to and reminded of and grounded in what's important. That is it for me today, dear friends, on Woke AF. As always, power to the people and to all the people power. Get woke and stay woke as fuck.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save.
UndercoverTourist.com.